It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Kent, we learn what it's like to be a contestant on the reality TV series Love Island USA. It's matchmaking on the set of a villa where dating, romance, relationships could lead to a couple to a $100,000 cash prize. As we talk about reality TV, call in with a question or comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Allie Ryan is a nursing student and native of Madison, a contestant on the recently concluded season of Love Island USA on Peacock. Allie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. How are you adjusting to life after your time on Love Island?
It's crazy. I was only gone for a couple months, but it seemed like years. So coming back, I'm like learning all these new things, keeping up with everyone's life. It's crazy, but it's so good.
Keeping up with whose life? What are the the relationships after you leave Love Island?
They're honestly incredible. You become like part of such a little family. And it's so cool. And now you have friends all over and you're keeping up with their lives. And now you're realizing their real life outside of being in the show. It's super cool, though.
How did your time on Love Island change things in your personal life? What's new about you?
You know, I feel like everyone has a goal of dating, to get married, have kids, do the classic thing. But once you go on a show like that and you really deflect and look inward, it's not all about that. It's finding the right person. And if the right person isn't there for you, don't do it.
Why did you think you wanted to do this?
I have been a reality TV fan since I can remember. I was always super infatuated with it. And once the time came when I was single and I was like, you know what, now's the time to do it if I want to try, sent in an application. 6 months later, here I was.
When you were accepted, what went through your mind? I mean, what did that feel like?
I was like, oh, wait, this is actually happening. It was all fun and games during the interview process. And you kind of just sit in the back of your mind, this might not happen. So you don't want to set your mind completely to it, but you want to be open to it. And then it happened. And I was like, oh, wait, okay, it's real now.
for people who aren't familiar with Love Island, can you explain a little bit about where it's set, what takes place, and what contestants do? Just give us a little bit of a primer.
Yeah, so location is different every season. Ours was in Fiji this summer. Typically ends up being about 30-ish people a summer go to find love. People get voted off via public, via islanders inside. People are constantly coming in as bombshells to kind of spice things up and create new relationships. And at the end, there stands three couples and one wins by the public vote.
Okay. Could you see cameras everywhere, or did you stop realizing they were there?
I was nervous that I was going to not be able to be myself and I was going to be hypersensitive of the cameras around you. But I swear, 10 minutes into going into the villa, you don't even remember. You don't even care. You don't really notice them. And if you do, you don't even bat an eye about it.
Similar thing with microphones, like
yes. Yes.
They're just kind of become part of the look of the villa, I would imagine. Okay.
They absolutely do. And when it was time to, go home and take them off, I felt like I had them on still for like a good week.
We're talking about reality TV with Allie Ryan, Wisconsinite and contestant on Love Island USA Season 5. You can join in with your questions, your comments at 800-642-1234. So, Allie, new people join the show intermittently throughout the season. You and six other new women came in halfway through during a process called Casa Amor. That's when the cast apparently split into two separate villas, given the opportunity to meet new people. What was it like coming into the villa with pre-established relationships?
Yeah, so I mean it's tricky, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a trickier position to be in, but in the same token, you're there with six other girls that are in the same exact position as you. So that creates such a separate bond versus some girls going there as bombshells by themselves, and I feel like that's being thrown into the shark den. So I'm super grateful that I got to go in with such amazing girls and we got to, do it together, and we were all the new kids on the block together. So that was awesome. It was a little tricky because the boys had already been, seeing the same girls and stuff. So, but honestly, I wouldn't have had it any other way.
How do you learn the relationship dynamics that exist? I mean, how much information do you know going in about, who's dating whom, who has deep friendships with whom? How much
Yes.
information do you have?
So we had as much as you guys, we were able to watch as well.
Okay.
Yes. So that brings you to an advantage also, because you're kind of seeing everything that's happening in secret conversations that maybe other islanders aren't aware of what they're saying. So you got to sit back and watch, and then you get to go on there and do your thing.
Speaking of watching, have you watched the whole season in its entirety?
Of course. I feel like I saw it. I went in there, I experienced it. And then afterwards, I have to see what went on, especially for the girls that I went in with that became my best friends. I wanted to see how their story was going to play out.
What did you think as you watched it?
I was so proud of every one of them. Honestly, I couldn't have asked for a better journey for each and every one of them. So I'm super happy.
There's this saying in the villa that things move really fast between castmates, and meaning things develop more quickly than they would on the outside. And this can include friendships as well. Does that map onto your experience?
100%. When I watched these shows for years, I would sit there and I would say, oh, wow, that's dramatic. Oh, they love each other and it's been 3 days, or they're best friends and it's been a day. I'm like, yeah, whatever. The second I went in there, I was like, oh my God, I get it now. I completely get it. I was best friends with Taylor S, who ended up with Bergie after about 2 hours because we rode in the van together to the villa. And I was like, yep, she's my best friend. There's just something about being completely out of your element, away from home, going on, a crazy and scary and exciting experience that you really just like clamp on to the people around you. And we always say one day in the villa feels like five on the outside. It truly does.
You mentioned Bergie. I understand another Midwesterner. Can you explain this
Yeah.
castmate? Yeah.
Yes. So he was born and raised in Minnesota, I believe, went off to play college football in South Dakota. And yeah, he was the Midwestern boy.
What were your interactions like with Bergie?
Yeah, so we had a couple chats right away. In Love Island, you have to sleep in beds with a partner, I guess I would say, not necessarily a couple. And he asked me that first night to share a bed, in which I did. Super, super kind guy. He had his eyes very set on a specific type of girl, and that was me. And yeah, we kicked it off because we had the same, we grew up the same way in the Midwest. Everyone else was in the same big areas, and then there was us. So we clicked. There wasn't really anything romantic there, but I am super grateful to have met him.
A lot of the drama on Love Island comes from different interpretations of social dynamics in the villa. How are the social rules in the villa different from the rules in real life?
Well, in real life, if you date multiple people, that's usually a no-no. And in Love Island, you're kind of encouraged to. I mean, that's part of the process, right? If we're not going to, essentially quit our jobs and go on this TV show to do the same things that we do in real life. Everyone's kind of dating everyone, but at the same time, you're still a respectful person because of, what in the real life, what we have to do. So you have to have conversations. It's a little awkward, but at the end of the day, that's what we all signed up for.
Ellie Ryan is a nursing student from Wisconsin, recently competed on Love Island USA Season 5. And we get an inside look at the relationship dramas presented on reality TV. You can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Share your perspective. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Dozens of singles pair up, break up. They vie for a chance to win cash and love. We get a Wisconsin perspective on what it's like to be cast on a reality TV show. Call in with your question, add comments at any point. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ellie Ryan is a nursing student from Madison, recently competed on Love Island USA Season 5. Ellie, how does Love Island compare to other shows in terms of scripted versus unscripted content?
Well, I think unscripted is way better. Mm-hmm. I always feel like I can relate with reality shows because what happens is actually what's happening. Who they're dating is actually who they're dating. So I find it a lot more relatable to watch unscripted shows.
How much of the tension and the interactions and exchanges between contestants are set up or perhaps boosted by the producers? Can you give us any insights there?
I would say none of them are boosted or scripted or pushed or anything like that. Everything is usually pretty much like, I would say maybe things, I wouldn't say boosted by producers or anything like that, but I would just think, you know, you're just coming in to a situation not knowing what's going on. And it's just, it can be a lot. So you don't really know what you're doing because you're thrown into this experience. So I would say things could be altered because you're just trying to settle into a situation. And sometimes people don't act maybe how they would act on the outside world because we're just put in a tiny little bubble. But as far as production pushing things or scripted or anything like that, absolutely not. It's all real.
And in this bubble, you don't have your cell phone from the outside world or other types of connections to the outside world, but you do.
No.
Yes, but you do actually have like a phone or a way the producers can contact you to tell you kind of where to go and what to maybe expect.
Yeah, so we had those cell phones and they only did two things. You could take photos on it or you would receive a text. You couldn't send anything. You could only receive a text when they meant to send a text to you. So that's all those phones did.
How did that feel to be so cut off?
It was very strange. I was extremely nervous and I'm like, how can I talk to my mom? I need to talk to my mom. Honestly, the second, you know, you're without a phone, it's actually really relaxing. You don't have to worry about, you know, responding to people in a timely manner, people, you know, wanting you to do X, Y, and Z. It's really relaxing to go without a cell phone. I encourage everyone to try it for like at least a weekend a month.
How do you detox from social media? But how do you feel about the influence of social media after going through this experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is very positive. Of course, you know, you have to accept that there are going to be negative comments. That's just the world that we live in. Honestly, everything I've really experienced is pretty positive. It creates such a little world that people are such fans of, and they're so kind and supportive. And it's so nice to be a part of this little family because they're so sweet.
Do you have advice when you encounter negativity in these posts or people who are going after you? What do you do?
Yeah, I honestly feel sorry for them more than I'm upset at what they're saying about me. If someone wants to go on the internet and talk nasty about someone, that's just more testament to their character than it is what they're saying about you. And I think if you keep your mind on straight, you won't let that affect you because it just shows that maybe they're just they're more of a miserable person than you are. And you just kind of got to you know, hope and pray that they get better and just move along.
Do you find that you talk about your mom? Do you have those support systems that you can turn to if the going gets rough on, on social media or elsewhere after going through this reality TV experience?
Absolutely. I have the best support system ever. And I definitely took that into account when I was applying and going through the interview process for this. You know, those are huge things that you have to look at. Like, can I handle these things? Do I have people to lean on? And I absolutely have so many people to lean on. So if anyone is planning or, you know, thinking about going on it, make sure you have a good support system and make sure you fully grasp the concept of what it means to go on a national TV show.
How did you put your life on hold to do this?
Yeah, so I was kind of at a point in my life where, you know, I had started a new job. I liked it, but it wasn't my forever job. And I was like, you know what? If I get this, I will quit. I was in school, so that would just be the summer semester. So it was perfect timing. I got it. And so I put in my 2 weeks at work, and they were super happy for me for the reason of leaving. And yeah, everything just kind of seemed to work out and fall into place. So I just figured now or never.
Last year, reality was the second most in-demand genre of TV in our country. And now that you have experience on a reality TV show, what do you think makes the genre so popular?
Actually did not know that. That's awesome.
There are others like you out there, Allie.
Right, I guess so. My friends would always laugh at me for how much I love reality TV, but laughing at them now. Like I was saying earlier, I think people on reality TV are so much more relatable. You know, people, you know, they talk about mental health, they go through things, you actually see their true emotions, you see the journey of their life and what they go through. And I find that so relatable. I don't want to find someone on a scripted TV show that's perfect and the storyline is unrealistic and it's romanticized and it's not real life. Reality TV is real life. And that's why I appreciate it so much. And I think others do too then.
When you watch it though, do you find yourself laughing? I mean, do you find humor in it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When people, you know, they get caught off guard with saying dumb stuff or, you know, something airheaded, or they're getting caught saying something that like they didn't intend to do in front of camera, like little things like that, that just make people more human. It's hilarious. Or sometimes when you blow things out of proportion, which we all do in real life, it's just funny and nice to see that in people because that's what happens in real life. And that's what we all do.
We're talking about reality TV with Allie Ryan, Wisconsinite contestant on Love Island USA Season 5. You can call in with your question, your comments, 800-642-1234. Allie, getting serious here, were you hoping to find love on the show?
I was very open to the idea, but my mind wasn't set on it that I would be disappointed if I didn't. I know that's a huge option or what an outcome could be with dating shows like that. So I didn't want to go in there with my mind only set on that because I didn't want the whole thing to become a disappointment had I not. Honestly, I wanted to go in there and just see whatever was meant for me and experience the experience.
and be authentic throughout the process because 100%. You could have kind of gone along with, I would imagine, a relationship and not maybe shown your true colors about how you felt.
Exactly. That was always a big thing to me. If I'm going to go in there and I get the chance, I'm not going to do anything that I would regret or that's not who I am.
So in the villa this season, there were several neon signs designating, you know, talking areas from one another. And one area had a sign that said soul ties.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, there was a cast member, KK, said soul ties is crazy. That saying stuck.
Yes.
So tell us a bit, unpack that. Is soul ties crazy?
So soul ties does kind of seem crazy. A lot of conversations and things went down in soul ties. The thing about soul ties is, I mean, there's hardly any privacy, right, in the villa, because that's the point of it. There shouldn't be. But Soul Ties was a little like loft above the villa with like almost like a day bed and pillows and stuff. And it was pretty secluded. So I think, you know, that heightened the idea of Soul Ties, because people would go up there if they wanted really private conversations or to do things that they didn't want everyone else around seeing you. Cause in the villa, you can just see straight and you see everything and everyone. So that was kind of like a little private nook. And so a lot of things went down in Soul Ties. Therefore, it is in fact crazy.
Oh, Allie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Allie Ryan is a nursing student from Wisconsin, recently competed on Love Island USA Season 5. And for more coverage of Wisconsinites appearing on reality TV, visit our program page. You'll find a link to Central Time's recent interview with a survivalist who competed on the 10th season of Alone by the History Channel. Visit WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.